Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We have another client in the studio here, client of mine, of course. And this story is just going to blow your mind. You think you've heard stories about, you know, people putting offers on houses. Well, this one's definitely going to take the cake. This is it. This is the one. So I'm going to bring up Taylor Petullo here. She's going to talk to us about her experience on buying a house. And you're the second person I've had in to talk about the whole experience of buying a home with this, what I call super seller market. That's my term that I've coined. So you deserve the award for the Super Seller Market Award. So you're going to get a medal at some point.
I'm looking forward to that because I think I earned it, honestly.
So Taylor, we started our search. We were just talking a little bit about this. We started our search. You said it was December.
I think I contacted you around December. And
2019?
Yeah. And then so it would have been like, I'll say January 2020, I think is when we actually went and started seeing our first houses. And like we were saying, we knew I couldn't put an offer in right away because of when my lease at my apartment was going to be up, but I had no idea
what I was looking
for. And I was still getting an idea of budget and what I could get for what budget. And this is before the pandemic hit. So what we saw for under $200,000 in January and what we ended up with was very different.
Very different.
And it was interesting because what I was looking at then, I mean, I saw the market start to move in that direction so quickly. And it seemed like every week the stakes were higher and higher.
It was that way. And I kind of remember that. Let's go right to this part. And then we're going to go backwards and talk about your process. But how many houses do you think we saw?
I think we saw between 30 and 40 houses. And I think that's a low estimate.
Yeah. Your realtor had to have been run ragged.
We were driving him crazy, I think.
That was me.
I know.
But no, what's funny is, so we saw that many houses. How many offers do you think we put in?
10. 10 and a couple that we wanted to and passed on.
Yeah. So. And I remember seeing in my mind, I thought it was like around, I remember the 8th offer in my mind going, oh my gosh, if these guys don't get a house soon, I don't know what I'm going to say. I didn't know what to say anymore. Well, I mean, I ran out of positive things.
8 is where I basically gave up and I said, we're just going to have to wait. I don't think this is going to happen right now. And we had to make a decision if we were signing on for 6 more months or go month to month with like $200 more a month with our apartment. So it was really like we were down to the wire and I was like, it's not
going to happen. Game
it was game time. It was game time. I had given up on it. I really had.
Yeah. Amazing. So let's go backwards then. What did you hear? Getting into this market, I mean, how does anybody explain what you went through? How do you prepare for that? I mean, you had to have some kind of expectation, but I don't think you had the expectation of what you went through.
Well, I didn't. And, you know, it's interesting because I'm from New Jersey, so cost of living there is obviously very different than here. So when I really realized that this was something I thought I was going to be able to do, I was like, wow, that's so exciting. Cause I wasn't necessarily anticipating at this point in my life that I would even buy
a
house. That position.
Yeah, right.
And then seeing what I could get for the price range that I was in. And I was so excited. And then, like I said, every week it seemed like, well, that's going to be out of your budget now. And and that's fine. And I mean, we ended up in a wonderful house.
You have a really nice
home. Have no complaints at all. But I mean, we had to adjust our expectations.
Yeah. What was your expectation? You thought, did you know the market was that competitive when you started? I mean, you heard things, but did you know it was that
No.
Much?
And I don't know that it was when we first started, but it
was,
it just
you kind of rode the wave.
Increasingly worse.
Yes.
And that I think was what was so difficult because we kept thinking, oh, we've got this one. We've got this one. And somebody would come in and offer $30,000 above asking price. And we offered 5 above and we thought we were being generous.
Yeah. Were inspections in our first couple offers?
They were. And I don't know if you remember me telling you that my father is a contractor and builds houses and I'm going to have him come out and look at every house before we decide if we're going to put an offer
That's
on.
That's right.
And then it went to, you have 2 hours to decide if we're putting an offer on this.
I do remember that. I remember
calling my dad saying, you're just going to have to deal with it if there's stuff that needs to be fixed.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how the progression that you actually experienced the progression of the market?
I really did.
At that time. You really did. And just so you know, it's even It's worse. Now. It's worse.
And,
yeah.
And I keep saying, I have been saying for the last year, thank God we did it when we did. Yeah. I wouldn't have a house if we didn't get that one. I think I would have just rented for at least another year. And I mean, you can see now we're still in the same spot. I would not have a house right now.
You're right. And actually the house you bought would be worth more money.
It is. I checked
already. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what blows my mind is that you bought. Now, when did we actually settle? You said it was in
September 25th, 2021. No. Yes.
2020. Yeah.
Yes.
So what's funny, so not only did you go through this amazing market, you went through COVID.
Yeah.
That's the other thing is that in the middle of this whole thing, we're looking at houses, you're losing houses.
I'm losing houses. Then we're walking in and you have to be masked.
Yep.
And
then it became mask time.
People giving you gloves at the door saying, please don't touch anything.
Booties. Remember the booties?
The booties at the door. Oh, yeah. Hand sanitizer in every room and trying not to be in there at the same time as anybody else. And I mean, that in itself was a treat.
No more turning the lights on and off. Remember, all the lights were on. You weren't allowed to turn off the lights.
You weren't allowed to touch anything, opening, closet, things. You're just, I'm guessing it's probably okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, man, you experienced, you should write a little book about this.
I really should.
You really should. It's incredible. So when you were going through the process, what were your friends, coworkers, you know, when you start telling somebody, by the way, you know, what I'm finding out is I can't do an inspection, or what I'm finding out is that I'm going to pay 10 or 5 or 10,000 over full price. You know, what were you hearing that away from me? Like, you know, somebody else?
I mean, people that I talked to, I think were shocked at first, but the further we got into the process were like, good for you. You're going to have to like get on it now, because I think everybody saw what was happening and it was like, you got to take what you can get. Yep. And you know, you have to weigh the cost versus the benefit. And it's like, if there's one thing wrong, is that really going to be worse than not getting one?
And well, here's the thing too. The only thing you have to look at is that if you didn't do it then and you waited because you wanted to do an inspection, that $6,000 or $7,000 that could possibly be something wrong, that's going to go, it's going to go up in that much value to begin with. You're losing that anyway, you know? So, and that's, I just told somebody recently, I said, you know, If you're thinking, oh, I'm going to wait until I save up more money in order for me to get a house that's more expensive because that's more what we want. The problem is if I wait till January, if I save $6,000 or $7,000 in my savings account, it could be gone.
Right.
In just cost of the house.
Right.
You know, so it's a tough decision, but you know, you guys made it through, which is cool. I got a question for you, and this is something we hear a lot, and I don't know if I asked you this before. When you first started talking about buying a house, did you think you needed 20% down?
I did. I was very happy to find out I didn't.
Yeah.
But yes.
That is the most misunderstood or the biggest misconception for new buyers coming in the market is, oh my gosh, I don't have 20% down. And then when we tell people you don't need 20% down, you know, and who did you use as a lender?
I used Jeff Weber.
Oh, yeah. Love him. He's awesome.
You recommend
him. Yes.
He was wonderful.
Yeah.
Very helpful.
He did a great job. Did a great job. Now, this is a question I asked the guy that was in here the other day, Jay Simon, who was another buyer that went through a process. And so you put the first offer in, right? When you put that offer in, now you knew all these things about how competitive it was. Mm-hmm. Did you get depressed when you lost the first house?
I did. We made the mistake of falling in love with the first house that mm-hmm. we knew, you know, we could put an offer in and oh my gosh, it might work. And at the same time, we had our parents going, don't overcommit.
Yeah.
Don't overpay. And it turned out, I think we figured out that had we offered like $2,000 more, we would have had it.
Got it.
And
yeah.
I was furious.
But you weren't there yet.
No, well, I wasn't there yet. And I was furious that I listened to my mom and she told me not to go over this much. And I could have gotten to like, and I, you know, but I mean, again, in the long run, it all worked out.
Yeah,
but in
of
the
course.
Moment, it's so hard to see
it
that.
Is,
and you're,
it is.
You're thinking it's never going to happen. And that was the first one that we felt that way.
Now, what about the second and the third?
The second and the third, I think we were a little more prepared that that might happen.
Right. This is kind of funny, right?
No,
you're
I mean,
like second and like third. Well, like the second and third offer.
I'm reliving it. The second and third, it was we were prepared for what that was going to be like.
Yes.
And we knew not to get attached and start, you know. But it's this balance of trying to see, like, do I see myself living here? And not trying to say, I see myself living here because you might not get to
That's
live
so true.
Instead of that was hard.
Yeah, that's an interesting take on that. You said, do I see myself living here? Question mark. Or is it like more of like you see yourself living here and that's the way it's going to be because there's nothing else or, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's, it, And you want to fall in love with your house.
You want to fall in love with your house. And then, I mean, I know we got to the point at one point, you asked me, what do I think? I will never forget standing in this house, and it had everything we were asking for. I can't say it was anything so special, but it checked off all the boxes. And I was like, yeah, Brad, put the offer in. Like, what do you want from do you want me to say? I've seen so
I brought
many.
That up. I brought that up the other day when Jay was here, the other buyer. And I said, you know, it's funny. I mentioned that you were coming in on the podcast, actually. I mentioned you by name. And I said, Taylor's coming in. And she actually got to a point where it was like, yeah, whatever. Just put the darn offer in. We'll see if we
Let
get it. If not,
said.
There's three more we want to see tomorrow.
Yeah. And that's really what it was like. And we would see you on Monday and you'd be like, well, I'll put the offer in. Maybe I won't see you for a while. I'll be like, you're going to see me tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what it was like. And we had a very good back and forth, and I thank you for that. And the thing I can say is you definitely listened well to what I was looking for, because there were things that I didn't want to settle on.
Yeah. There were some times where
settle on anything, but
I had seen them and I said, Taylor, so much for what we've seen. I don't know. Now, I'll never, if a client wants to see it, hey, go for it. You know, let's go do it. Let's go look at it, because I don't want to be the deciding factor. But there were some I remember going through. And there was a couple that I thought we would have gotten, too. I think towards the end, I was really getting kind of like, I didn't know what to do, you know, because I was starting to get like confused and okay, what do we do next? You know, how is this going to work?
Yeah. And I mean, we hit the wall of, we could only go so high.
Yeah.
They're just, we didn't, you know, and I'm sitting here and they're like, oh, somebody offered, you know, $30,000 over in cash. And I was like, who with that kind of money is buying a house in my budget? Like, why? Go buy something else.
Buy something else.
Leave something for
you
the rest
don't
of
belong
us.
In my budget.
Really?
Yeah,
that's,
exactly.
That's how, and that's how I was feeling. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, I just, you can't get over it at a certain point. But it all works out. And you kept telling me it'll all going to work out.
It'll work out.
And it does.
Yeah. And I kept telling myself that. It was getting to the point I had to go through therapy. I mean, just to be able to work with you guys. It was getting tough.
It was depressing. It was downright depressing. It really was.
So you finally found the house that you love, where we were excited about that house. And it was kind of a cool situation that happened. The deal had fallen through on a listing that I had. And the second that I remember, I'll never forget, I was up actually on vacation. And I remember saying to my wife, oh my gosh, this is perfect for Taylor. Mm-hmm. And the deal had fallen through. And I remember saying, I'm going to call her, let her know. Because I know you saw that house at one point in the beginning, the house you bought.
It was.
And you said, oh, I love. And I'm like, it's already gone.
And I saw it pop back up on my, because I had the email alerts the second a new house was on there. And by the time I opened it and went to text you, you had texted it to me.
Hey, this is back.
We were completely on the same page. We were like, I will get you in to see it tomorrow. Offer was in. And I think it was like 11 o'clock that night you texted me.
Yep.
You were like, it's too late. I don't want to call. And I was like, you could have called. You could have called. I was sitting awake waiting for it.
I know. Well, it's always that time that you're like, all right, is it too late? Is it not too late? No, but then you got it, which is awesome.
It was amazing.
So at the end of the day, All that happened. You love the house you're in.
I love the house I'm in.
So if there's buyers out there, what would you give as advice, or what would you say to people that are in the same situation you're in? You're looking at houses. What do you have to say?
I mean, be patient. But I mean, you also have to decide what your deal breakers are.
Yeah.
You know, there were things I wasn't willing to concede on, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's not like it had every single thing on my list of what my dream house would have, but we also kept saying, this isn't probably our forever house. Mm-hmm. So does it meet your needs, and do you like it, and can you see yourself there? It's all going to work out.
Yeah, it's all going to work out. No, but that's interesting. I'm glad you said that, because I think a lot of times people do feel that when they buy their first house, a lot of times they think that it is the last house. And you have to remember that most people, their first home is not their last home.
Right.
If you keep thinking that it's going to be the perfect house, the first house, you might be waiting a long time.
Yeah.
You know, and really, we all have a budget, and our budgets are all relative to our needs. You know, and so it's like, you know, okay, so sometimes you just got to sit back and go, you know what, it doesn't have this, but you know, it has everything else, you know?
Right. And, you know, again, it's the benefit outweigh the cost.
Absolutely.
And for us on this situation, it absolutely did.
Definitely.
There was no contest. So.
Definitely. That's awesome. Very, very cool. So is there anything else you want to say? How's Travis doing?
Travis is good.
He's good. He wishes he could be here, I'm sure.
He does wish he could be
here. I'm sure he misses me. I'm sure he misses me. I bet you guys do, because we had separation anxiety after you bought a house.
We did.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I went from seeing you like 5 days a week.
To not see me at all, right?
Never.
That's so funny. Well, thanks a lot for coming out here today. I really, really appreciate it. It's great to hear your input and what you had to say about your experience, because it is one of a kind, I have to say.
Definitely.
One of a kind. All right, there you have it. I told you that was going to be a good show. It's Taylor Petullo. She looked at 30 or 40 houses. She put in offers, like up to 10 offers, and finally got a house. So please don't get discouraged. It's going to happen. You will find a house. I promise you, you will find a house. So that's about it. See you next time.